Question if he didn't bang. Okay, good. All right, we'll start with the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. If anyone has the Gemara, we can look it up. If not, you'll take a look later. A lot of the Mara Makomas that I normally would give you, I didn't get a chance to put them together on a page, so maybe you can look it up a little bit later. In any event, Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Okay, here's the case that the Gemara addresses. We're going to see that with regard to the mitzvah of Havdalah, one is not permitted to eat before Havdalah. In other words, once Shabbos is terminated, then we're not allowed to eat before Havdalah. And the case is that he went ahead and he ate before Havdalah. That was his first mistake. Then he made a second mistake. And when he recited Shmoneh Esrei, he left out Havdalah in Shmoneh Esrei. So the Gemara establishes that in such a case, if you don't mind, take a look how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Reish Tzadi Dalid, at the very beginning of Reish Tzadi Dalid, but if I'm not mistaken, the Gemara Paskins and the Shulchan Aruch accepts that final conclusion that if he omitted Atachon Antanu in Shmoneh Esrei and Tefilas Arvis, which normally what's the din? Ain't a chozer. But in this case, he's chozer. Why? Because he ate before a Havdalah. And the question is obvious. If the din is that if you leave out Atachon Antanu in Tefilas Arvis, you have to be chozer. So it has nothing to do with the fact that he ate. And if the din is that Eimach Zira no son, as the Tefilah stands on its own, okay, so we'll give him patch because he ate before Havdalah. He wasn't supposed to do that. You're not allowed to eat before Havdalah. But therefore, he doesn't. Therefore, he has to repeat. Let him make Havdalah now. You know, we're not saying that he can't make Havdalah. He's obligated to make Havdalah, despite the fact that he ate. Because we paskin Tom Mavdil. The Gemara itself will see Pesachim has 2 days if a person is toim, whether or not he can make Havdalah alakos. But we paskin Tom Mavdil alakos. So at the end of the day, this person is going to have to make Havdalah alakos. Why can't Havdalah alakos substitute for Havdalah and Tefillah? You'll tell me there's a separate halacha of Havdalah and Tefillah, but Ein Machzir no so. Even though Lechatchila is supposed to say Havdalah and Tefillah, but that's not Likuva. And if you'll tell me, well, he doesn't have any Havdalah at all, let him repeat Shmoneh Esrei in order to achieve Havdalah, that's not so either, because he's going to have Havdalah a la kos.
Okay, are we talking he ate before Ma'ariv? He ate
after Ma'ariv, or at least after he made Havdalah, the Havdalah in Ma'ariv. Right, so he made Havdalah Ma'ariv. He's not allowed to eat anymore. Correct. He went ahead and he ate before Havdalah, and now as a result, not only is he going to be Mavdil Alakos because here we passing the Torah Mavdil, but in addition to that, he's going to have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei because of his second mistake.
Oh, wow.
So the Mefarshim say that they made a knas because he had 2 mistakes. I don't know exactly what that's all about. You know, you'll take a look. Do you have it in Shulchan Aruch? Well, what does he write there? Let's just read the Nusach. And you'll see, you have the Gemara also. While I'm looking at Shulchan Aruch, you look at the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch says the following. Omrim Havdalah b'chonin agas, v'imta v'lo hivdil, right? All right? That's not the case that we want. It says, v'imtam, I'm sorry, let's go back to the ratio. Imta v'lo hivdil, meaning he left out Havdalah atochan antanu in chonin adas, is mashlim tefilah sovenu chozer b'nei shetzarech lahavdil alakos, meaning he's going to obtain the mitzvah of Havdalah later on alakos, so therefore he's not chozer b'ol Shmoneh Esrei. But v'imtam kodem sheyavdil alakos tzarech lachzor, meaning he has to repeat Shmoneh Esrei ulahavdil b'tefilah, even though he's going to be toim, even though he's going to be mavdil alakos.
Does he ate after Ma'ariv was done?
Yeah, no, come before Havdalah. That's the main point. No, you're only allowed to eat after.
If he ate before Ma'ariv, it was fine.
Well, if he ate before Ma'ariv and he hasn't yet been mavdil, the 2 ways of making Havdalah is one of Atachon Antanu, and also you could say Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol. It doesn't make any difference in which way he was mavdil, but once he was mavdil, any achila is no longer part of his achila Shabbos, and therefore it's asur until after he makes havdalah. So any achila is not achil Shabbos, is by definition achil chol. There's no achil chol until after Avdol. But the question is, why this combination is so toxic that it completely undermines his Ma'ariv, his Shmona Esrei, and therefore he needs another Shmona Esrei. So the Mishnah Berurah writes here in Sifkat Dal, the Afakat, the Kaimelon, the Intam, the Ochel Kodom Adol, Yochel Ahavdil Achakach. So we pass in the Torah Mavdil, Mikomakom, Kam Dito, Gambit Filo, Kansinam Way. Naya Lachel Knas. Vitzoreth Lachzor, Ulis Palil, Ulahavdil Bitfilo. So again, normally the omission of Atachon and Tonu in Meiriv is not enough to engender a din of Chazora. But here, we're going to cancel him, because in addition to this, he did another Avera. He was a bad boy. What did he do? He was Toem Kodem Havdo. So he says it's a din of Knas. Oh, that's okay if you like Knas. Alright. Now we want to open up a sugya in Masech to Shabbos. If you could open up to Daf Kuf Nun Amid Beis. The Gemara says the following. That you're not allowed to eat or drink or do malacha before Havdol. Okay? So the Gemara says the following. There's a difference here between the halacha of malacha, take a look, and the halacha of achila and shesina. As far as malacha is concerned, as long as he was mavdil b'tefillah, or if he says Baruch Hamadim in Kodesh L'chol, then he's allowed to do malach. But as far as achila and shesia is concerned, he needs havdola al hakos. So we have here a split between iser malach on the one hand and iser achila shesia on the other. Whereas iser malacha is completely removed by Havdalah, meaning Havdalah b'tefillah. But nevertheless, with regard to Achila and Shesia, that Iser is only removed after what? After Havdalah al Hakos. This you'll see also in the Rambam. Let's open up the Rambam, Perek Chof Tes. This is the Perek that we've been focusing our attention on towards the end of Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam says the following. The Rambam says, Perek Chof Tes Halacha Hey, Asur Li Adam Lechol Olishtos, etc. etc. Belasos Malacha, Velitom Klum, Achi Yavdi. Lishtos Mutter, Lishtos Mayim Mutter. Fine. So the Rambam says the following, that as far as Yitzias HaShabbos is concerned, there's an Iser of Achilu and Shesia and Asiyas Molocha until Avdol. Correct? But he says that there's a difference between the two. Havdol and Tefillah is enough to remove the Iser Molocha. But Havdolah for Achilu and Shesia is Havdolah but Tefillah is not enough. You need Havdolah Alakos. I mean, this is very similar to what we saw, if you remember last week. We emphasized that with regard to Kiddush, the mitzvah of Kiddush takes place in two different parts, two different categories. There's Kiddush in Tefillah, and there's Kiddush Alakos. Here too in Havdalah, and the Gemara in Brachos equates the two, we need a Havdalah in Tefillah, and Havdalah Alakos. But the question that I want to raise with you today is, why should Havdalah with Tefillah be meaningful? To alleviate the Iser Malacha, but not the Iser Achilu Shesia. Whereas Havdol Akos has the power to relieve the Iser Achilu Shesia, not just the Iser Malacha. Why is it? So as far as Achilu Shesia is concerned, Havdol B'Tfila is not enough. We need Havdol Al Hakos. Only with regard to the Iser Malacha can we matter that Iser Malacha through Amiras Havdolah Al Bitfila or even outside of Tefillah. Okay. Now we turn to Gemara in Brachos on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara has the following suffix. does Havdalah require a kuss? The Gemara brings down two Amoroim, Machlokas Amoroim, and the final conclusion, the Gemara, Amale Ravina Lerava, Hilchas Amai, Ki Kiddush. Ma Kiddush, Afa Gavde Mekadish Bitsi Lusa, Mekadish Akasa. Even though you're reciting Kiddush in Tefillah, nevertheless you need Kiddush Alakos, Af Havdalah, Afa Gavde Mavdil, Bitsi Lusa, Mavdil Akasa. So according to one Amora, there's a fundamental difference between Kiddush on the one hand and Havdalah on the other. Whereas Kiddush requires not just Kiddush b'tefillah, but also Kiddush ala kos. With regard to Havdalah, all you need is Havdalah b'tefillah. So I'd like to understand that Deah in the Gemara. What's the difference between Kiddush and Havdalah? Why is it that Kiddush requires not just Kiddush b'tefillah, but in addition Kiddush al Hakos, and Havdalah you don't need Havdalah Hakos. We pass like the other day that Havdalah is exactly parallel to Kiddush, which makes a lot of sense, and you need in addition to the Havdalah b'tefillah Havdalah Hakos. But I do want to understand the other day. Now I want to open up a sugya in Psachim Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara says the following. Let's say they started a Su'udah on Erev Shabbos. And now they finish their Suda, and it's time for both benching and Kiddush. It's nightfall. So how many kosos do they need? Is it enough to recite both Birkas HaMazon and Kiddush on the same kos? Or do we need a second kos? So the Gemara says the following. Gamru is kos rishon mevarach lav hamazon, the kos sheni omer lav kiddush. In other words, that birchas hamazon and kiddush require two different kosos. So the Gemara goes through all shakutari as to why, until the final maskan of Rav Sheshes ein omrim shtei kiddushos al kos achas. My time on Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok ein osim mitzvos chavilos. Then the Gemara goes on to another scenario. A scenario in which Yontif is Chal right after Shabbos. And now you need Birkas HaMazon and Havdalah. You need Birkas HaMazon to end your Seuda of Shabbos. And at the same time you need Havdalah. Correct? And the Gemara has a whole Seder, Yak Nahaz, in which you can recite both Birkas HaMazon and Havdalah on the same kos. So the Rambam paskins like this. If you can open up here in this perek to Halacha Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Gimel. If you don't mind, Adam, if you could read it out loud, Halacha Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Gimel.
Mishay ochel be'erev Shabbos v'kidei shalav ayam.
So he was eating on Erev Shabbos. Now what does he do? He needs Birkas HaMazon and Kiddush. So what does the Rambam tell us?
Who besleches Uda Peres Mapa Ala Shulchan Makadish the Gomer Sudasai Vachakach Mavarech Birchas HaMazon. So
the Rambam doesn't say explicitly he needs another kos. Maybe the next halacha.
Hayalcha b'Shabbos v'yotza Shabbos. Who besleches Sudasai Gomer Sudasai v'notel Yada v'Mavarech Birchas HaMazon Ala Kos Vachakach Mavdil Olav.
Oh, Mavdil Olav. So with regard to Birchas HaMazon and Avdolah, the Rambam says Olav. That's what the Mefarshim Amidah. You'll take a look in the Nosei Kelim. That with regard to Havdalah and Birkas HaMazon, he can recite both brachas on one kos. And we don't apply the principle of Chavilos Chavilos. With regard to Kiddush and Birkas HaMazon, there he requires two kosos. Why? Because Rav Sheshes says, and Ein Omrim Shtei Kedushos Al Kos Achas, because Rav Nach Bar Yitzchok Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. So the question that I would like to ask over here is the following. Why is it that with regard to Kiddush and Birkas HaMazon, we apply the principle of Chavilos Chavilos, meaning we're doing two mitzvahs, and we're kicking them off, so to speak, simultaneously, and therefore we're not allowed to do that, we require two kosos. But when it comes to Birkas HaMazon and Havdalah, there we can do both on one kos. There's a Hasogas HaRaivadi, and the Raivad himself says, Gamkan Anu, here too, we should bring two kosos, one for Birkas HaMazon, one for Havdalah. But I would like to focus on the Shitas HaRam. What's the Svar of the Ram to Mechal between, on the one end, Havdalah and Kiddush, I'm sorry, to be mechad shin avdola in kiddush with regard to birkas hamazon. When it comes to kiddush, we require a separate kos, so we can't use the same kos for both kiddush and birkas hamazon. With regard to avdola, we can use one kos for both birkas hamazon and avdola. So Rav Hossa, if you remember what we said last week, just to repeat very quickly, Kiddush al HaKos is a halach of Kviyas Suda Shabbos. We need to be Koveya a Suda Shabbos, and by reciting Kiddush al HaKos together with the Suda, that combination engenders a Seudas Shabbos. And that's the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Kibud V'Onik. So basically, Kiddush al HaKos together with Suda is one entity. And it's the Kiddush al HaKos that establishes, it's the Maisa Koveya of the Suda Shabbos. So the question therefore is, how important is it to drink the wine? The Mechaber, if you open up to Simon Reish Ayin Aleph, he paskins Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Kotten Sif Yudalev Hamakadesh Tzorch Shiyitom. Do you have that language? Hamakadesh Tzorch Shiyitom. This halacha, Rabbi said, we don't find in any kosher bracha that the one who recites a kosher bracha has to drink it. But here, with regard to kiddush,
Tzorch Lishtos Min Kosher Kiddush.
Right. He says Mali Lugmov. Yeah, Mali Lugmov. Okay. So Mali Lugmov is a different discussion, but he certainly has to drink the wine. Correct? And in other kosher bracha, other people could drink the kos, but here the Mechaber paskins that he himself has to drink the kos. Is Rav Bosai, according to what we said last time, that the mitzvah of Kiddush al HaKos is to be koveya the Suda Shabbos, then that Kiddush must have Shtiyas HaYayin in it. Because the Shtiyas HaYayin is what is Koveya the Kiddush. In other words, the linkage between Kiddush and the Suda is the drinking of the wine. And therefore, even though in other kosher brach there may be a din of Te'ima, but this special, unique halacha of Shtiyas HaKos applies to Kiddush al HaYayin and only to Kiddush al HaYayin. In other words, you can't be Koveya the Suda as a Suda Shabbos without drinking from the Kiddush. The yayin itself, the shtiyas hayayin, is the maisach koveya in order to engender a chalos kvius suda shabbos through the yayin, and the shtiya therefore is an integral part of the mitzvah of kiddush. If that be the case, then the shtiya itself has to be part and parcel of the seuda. When a makadish is Shoseh, then he establishes this Seuda as a Suda Shabbos, and therefore anyone who's participating in this Suda Shabbos is being Mekayim his Mitzvah of Onik Shabbos through a Suda Shabbos. And we said last time, if you recall, that as opposed to Leil Pesach with Zechiv of Derech Cherus, there the Shti itself is a Chovas Gavra, which is incumbent upon each individual member. So if you drink, you know, the Dalit Kos, it's not going to be helpful for me. I have to drink it personally. But with regard to Kiddush al HaYayin, even though the Shtiya, like in the case of Dalit Kos on Pesach, is an integral part of the mitzvah of Kiddush, it establishes the Kiddush as being Koveh the Suda. Nevertheless, it's a din in the Heftz of the Suda Shabbos. So once you've engendered a Heftz of the Suda Shabbos,
then technically you can do two stuff on the Kos.
Oh, excellent. All right. But you're a few steps ahead of me. You're already on the principle of Chavilus Chavilus. So can you hold on for just a few minutes and we'll come back to what you say. Very good. Okay. Now, there's one opinion in the Rishonim that if you began your Suda on Erev Shabbos and you already made a Bar Priya Goffin within the context of a Suda's Chol, then when it gets dark on Shabbos night, Poreis Mapo Makadesh, and it's necessary to recite another bracha of Borei Priya Gofen. Now the question is why?
You are already Yotzei Bari Priyagofen in the Sudas Chol. We're paskin now Poris Mafim Kaddish, so you didn't bench from the Sudas Chol. You're reciting Kiddush. Why the need, why the necessity to repeat Bari Priyagofen?
There's a Koveya Sa'uda on it.
Exactly.
It's a new shtier.
But here, the Bari Priyagofen is functioning in a different capacity, above and beyond the classical Birkas HaMenim, which for sure you were Yotzei already with the first Bari Priyagofen, Bibod Yom. You need another Bari Priyagofen as an integral part of Kiddush. Why is Bari Priyagofen an integral part of Kiddush? Because under normal circumstances, you can't drink the wine without reciting Bar Priyagofen. So insofar as you need the matir of the bracha of Bar Priyagofen in order to drink the wine, it becomes part of the Kiddush. Because the whole purpose of the Kiddush is to drink the wine, and the drinking of the wine establishes the Suda as the Suda Shabbos, which you could be Koveh Suda Al-Yayin. And therefore it makes absolute sense that there's a requirement of Bar Priyagofen in Kiddush. So for example, if I heard your Kiddush, but I didn't hear the Bar Priyagofen, I wouldn't be Yotzei. Now some Rishonim will hold that if I recited a Bar Priyagofen Bivod Yom, I already have the Matir, so therefore I can be Koveh in my Kiddush a Seuda by Shtiyas Yayin, even without the Bracha. But even that Shita is not in denial of the fundamental principle that Bar Priyagofen, whenever it's necessary, is an integral part of the Kiddush. And that's why Reb Chaim said that you have to hear the Bar Priyagofen. It's an integral, essential part of Kiddush. Kiddush and Suda become one entity. And how does Kiddush become one entity with the Suda? Number one, Ein Kiddush Al Makom Suda. Number two, through the Bar Priyagofen, which is Matir the Shtia. Number three, through the Shtia. The Shtia is now the Atzmo Shel Itzumo Shel Kiddush, we can say. It's the essence of the Kiddush. And therefore, he was Koveya his Suda Shabbos on the wine, on the Yayin. Now, what's the status of Birkas HaMazon? We said many times that Birkas HaMazon doesn't require a kos. But what happens if I take a kos for Birkas HaMazon? So in order to understand this, we'll start with a sugya in Brachas Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. It's a very, very famous sugya. The Gemara says the following, with regard to Yala V'Yovel. If he forgot on Rosh Chodesh to mention Yala V'Yovel in his tefillah, is machzir also, with the exception of Ma'ariv, right? Because ain't kovus afedra. But let's say in Shacharis or in Mincha on Rosh Chodesh he omitted Yal V'Yovel, is machzir also. The Gemara says in Birchas HaMazon, if he omits Yal V'Yovel on Rosh Chodesh, ain't machzir also. And the Gemara explains why on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis in Brachos. Why the Iboy Achil, Iboy Loach? The Gemara says whenever you have the option of either eating or not eating, there's no obligation to eat. Then if you drop Yala V'Yovel, you don't repeat Birkas HaMazon. L'chatchila you should have recited Birkas HaMazon, but if you forgot, you omitted it, Ein Machzirin also. On Shabbos and Yontif, on the other hand, if you omitted Yala V'Yovel, you left out the Azkar Sayom, the Kedush Sayom, then Machzirin also, because he's required to eat a Sa'uda on Shabbos or a Sa'uda on Yontif. So I just want to raise the following question. Why is it that a Chiv Sa'uda, or the absence of a Chiv Sa'uda, will determine whether or not Machzirin also, if they repeat Birkas HaMazon? L'chora, you could have said that if the Kedushas Hayom itself, the day itself, requires Azkara, so then you might suggest that if you left out that Azkara, so you were Mishana Mimadbea Shal Chachamim, Shetovu Chachamim, Bibrocha, and therefore you have to repeat. And in fact, the Madbea Brocha, Shetovu Chachamim, even in the case of Birkas HaMazon on Rosh Chodesh, requires that we recite, that we mention the Kedushas Hayom. Now, if that be the case, if Kedushas Hayom sets up the nusach and the matbea of the bracha, then in general it should be machzirin. So what value does Birkas HaMazon have on Rosh Chodesh without Yala V'Yovel? If Birkas HaMazon on Rosh Chodesh requires Yala V'Yovel, v'lesman v'polig, meaning that Rosh Chodesh is a unique day and it requires azkara b'chol yom v'yom tein lo mein berchosov, not only in tefillah but also in Birkas HaMazon, then if I omitted it, so what's the difference between omitting it in tefillah and omitting it in Birkas HaMazon? So again, just to repeat our question, If you're going to tell me that the Machayev of Haskar in Birkas HaMazon is not the Kedusha Sayom, but rather it's the Suda Sayom. In other words, if there's a separate Suda, like for example on Shabbos Yotam, then and only then I'm Machayev. Let's say, for example, we would postulate the following. This idea occurred to me. That the Machayev of Haskar Sayom in Tefillah is the Kedusha Sayom. Correct? And from that perspective, Rosh Chodesh has a Kedusha Sayom, Rosh Chodeshim, and if Rosh Chodesh has a Kedusha Sayom and that engenders a Chiyuv and Tefillah of mentioning the Kedusha Sayom, then the Tefillah without the Kedusha Sayom is meaningless and therefore mazirus. However, in Birkas HaMazon, there's no din that the Kedusha Sayom is Machayev Hazkara. That's only in Tefillah, not in Birkas HaMazon. What's Machayev Hazkara in Birkas HaMazon? The Chiyuv Suda is Memela. In the case of Shabbos V'yontiv, where there's a Chiyuv Suda, therefore I have to inject into my Birkas HaMazon Azkar Sayom because of the Chiyuv Suda. But in the case of Rosh Chodesh, there is no Chiyuv Suda, Yiboy Achil, Yiboy Lo Achil, and therefore there's no din of Azkar Sayom. Is that going to get us out of our problem? For sure not, because if that be the case, if the Machayev of Askar Sayom in Birkas HaMazon is the Chiyuv Suda, then in Rosh Chodesh there should be no Chiyuv of Askar Suda Sayom. And yet, we're required to recite Birkas HaMazon, even we're required to inject Yalav Yavu in our Birkas HaMazon, even on Rosh Chodesh, despite the fact that there's no Chiyuv Suda. So why ain't Machzir in us? Basically, we're caught in a moment.
So Mamish is part of the day. You don't have to make a Suda.
So again, so what are we saying here? You know, it seems that we're in a bind. You have two possibilities, and none of them will lead us to our goal. Possibility A is to say that the chiyuv of Yal V'yov of Haskar Sayom, whether it be in tefillah or in benching, is the Kedusha Sayom. Now, if that be the case, I gain one thing. I understand why on Rosh Chodesh I have to mention Yal V'yov both in tefillah and in Birkas HaMazon. Great. But then tell me, please, pray, why is it that b'di'evet Birkas HaMazon, if I omitted Yal V'yavo, ain't machzir nosa? If you're going to say that the Kedusha Yom engenders the Chiyuv, then granted that Chiyuv, and I have to mention the Yom in benching as I do in Tefillah, why is it that in Tefillah, when I have an Askaras Kedusha Yom, it's absolutely indispensable? But when it comes to Birkas HaMazon, I can do without it.
This is an aspect of it.
Just one second. Elo what? Maybe there's another possibility to say that the Machayev of Askar Sayom is radically, fundamentally different in the case of Tefillah on the one hand, and in the case of Birkas HaMazon on the other. In the case of Tefillah, the way that Chazal organized and arranged your Tefillah is that the day has to be mentioned, and that's an integral part of your Tefillah. With regard to Birkas HaMazon, the day doesn't have to be mentioned. Nor vas, the Machayev of Birkas HaMazon, Askar Sayom, in Birkas HaMazon is the Chiyuv Suda. If that be the case, then I understand very well that on Shabbos V'yontif, I need to mention Yalav V'yov because of the Chiyuv Suda. But why do I mention, therefore, Yalav V'yov, the day of Rosh Chodesh, in Birkas HaMazon, Rosh Chodesh, there's no Chiyuv Suda on Rosh Chodesh. That's where it falls in between the cracks.
We say that Achila, is, I mean, the din of Achila, the fact that we were Oichel is why we are Chayiv to be Mevarech Birkas HaMazon. So therefore, when I say Birkas HaMazon on Rosh Chodesh, there's an aspect of Birkas HaMazon that is fulfilling my requirement to say Birkas HaMazon. But there's also an aspect that even any Achila on Rosh Chodesh is necessarily a special Achila. So yeah.
Ah, okay, maybe. But I would say the following. It seems to me that there is no din of chazara in Birkas HaMazon. If you left out Me'ein Hayom, the din of Me'ein Hayom, that Kedusha Sayom has to be reflected, is a din in Tefillah. With regard to Tefillah, if I didn't mention the day and my vehicle through which I'm a kayim the chiyuv of v'chol yom v'yom teim yom be'rechosim, that I have to reflect the special nature of the day is tefillah, then if I fail to do so, I'm going to repeat Shmon Esrei in order to fulfill that obligation. But that obligation is unique to tefillah. Oh. So therefore, I would say the following. The din of chazorah is a totally different din when it comes to tefillah and when it comes to Birkas HaMazon. In the case of tefillah, why do I have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei? Because only within the framework of Shmoneh Esrei can I achieve the goal and fulfill my obligation of Bechol Yom V'Yom, of mentioning Me'ein Hayom. That special chiv of Me'ein Hayom forces me to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Because if I don't repeat Shmoneh Esrei, how am I going to achieve that obligation of Me'ein Hayom? But that doesn't apply to Birkas HaMazon. Birkas HaMazon is a totally different halach. In Birkas HaMazon, the halach is as follows. That a special seuda requires Birkas HaMazon. The Birkas HaMazon is part and parcel of the seuda. When there's a chiyuv seuda, for example on Shabbos or on Yontif, when I have to create a seuda Shabbos or a seuda Yontif, how do I do so? Well, I begin with Kiddush. Kiddush Alakos. Kiddush is koveya the seuda as a seuda Shabbos or a seuda Yontif. But that's not enough. What I need to do now is complete that seuda with Birkas HaMazon. So again, if I left out Hazkaras Hayom in Birkas HaMazon, there's no din of chazor. The only reason I'm going to repeat Birkas HaMazon is because if I don't do so, I forfeit my kiyum of Suda Shabbos and Suda Yom. So just like as we said in the case of Tefillah, the din of Machzirin also is in order to facilitate, to make it possible for him to achieve and fulfill his obligation of Bechol Yom V'Yom Tein Lo Mein Berchoso. So too in the case of Birkas HaMazon, the din of Chazara is based on the fact that if I don't allow him the possibility of setting up a Birkas HaMazon on a Suda Shabbos and a Suda Yontif, he's going to lose and forfeit the kingdom of Suda Shabbos and Suda Yontif. So what I do is I offer him another opportunity to salvage the Suda and impact on the Suda and make it a Suda Shabbos and a Suda Yontif. How does he do so? Through Birkas HaMazon. The Birkas HaMazon is the closure. It's called like bookends. You know, there's a sandwich here. Any Suda Shabbos has to be sandwiched between Achilas Pas at the beginning of the Suda and Birkas HaMazon at the end of the Suda. But not just any Birkas HaMazon. If he recites Birkas HaMazon without mentioning the day of Shabbos or the day of Yontif, then in such a case, what he does is he creates a Birkas HaMazon which has no connection to his Chuyiv Suda.
How do we see that in Yachid by Layachid?
Oh, so that's what the Gemara is establishing. That since in the case of Rosh Chodesh, Iboy Ochel, Iboy Lo Ochel means there's no Chal Shem Sudas Rosh Chodesh. There's no din of Sudas Rosh Chodesh. All right, if I don't want to eat on Rosh Chodesh, I can fast. Okay, maybe an easy time, but I'm just saying that there's no Chiyuv Suda, there's no Kiyuv Suda, there's no special thing as a Sudas Rosh Chodesh. Is Memela, what are you going to tell me? Okay, in honor of Rosh Chodesh, you should have mentioned Rosh Chodesh. Fine. I'll do that in Tefillah, I'll do that even in Birkas HaMazon. But now, if I messed up and I omitted Birkas HaMazon, I omitted Yal V'Yof, I didn't mention Rosh Chodesh and Birkas HaMazon, what are you going to tell me? To repeat? There is no din of repeating. In the case of Tefillah, there's a din of Chazara in order to facilitate your kiyum of Bechol Yom V'Yom Tein Lo Mein Berchosef. In the case of Birkas HaMazon, we're going to allow you to repeat Shmoneh Esrei, we're going to obligate you to repeat Birkas HaMazon in order to achieve a Suda Shabbos and a Suda Yontif. But it says the Gemara in the case of Rosh Chodesh, Nehi, even though, despite that I grant you that L'chatchili he should have recited Yal V'Yovo in his benching on Rosh Chodesh, just like he recites Yal V'Yovo in his tefillah, and we're going to look to Birkas HaMazon as another opportunity to give, so to speak, honor to Rosh Chodesh and Tein Lo Mein Berchosav, but there's no din chazar if he omitted it. Ella what? There's a din chazar in order to allow him to achieve a suda? There is no din of suda on Rosh Chodesh because he buy achil, he buy lo achil.
Where does it say that the Birkas HaMazon is part of the suda?
Otherwise, why is he repeating Birkas HaMazon? The only way of justifying the din of Chazar and Birkas HaMazon is because the Birkas HaMazon is part of the Suda. And if the birkas hamazon is part of the seuda, that seuda has to be impacted and elevated to the status and the complexion, the character of a birka of a seuda shabbos seuda yontif. The birkas hamazon also has to reflect the fact that this is a seuda shabbos seuda yontif.
So if the only chilek is between shmiras and birkas hamazon, and it's not about ibayah or not, so you would have to say as a marav. Marav would say that because it's rishos.
Well, no. Wait, Myrav of Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah.
Good. So that's a separate Sashir. Believe me, if you're interested, I have a whole discussion about that. You know, you're right. Why is there no Din of Chazara in Myrav? Maybe Myrav is not part of the Kedushas Rosh Chodesh. I don't know. Lila has a different Din. And Makachin is a Chodesh by Lila.
It's Rishos. It's like Ibai.
Oh, no. Rabosai. We accepted Myrav as a Chovah. You know, my riv is it feels chov of his mind. That's not the answer. No, the Gemara says he's not chosen because ain't koven is a chodesh balayel. Because they can't be kovei of the month at night. That has nothing to do with my riv is a rishus. No.
So, Lu Yitzur, we could accomplish saying Yala V'Yavo again without repeating Shemona Esra, we would. In other words,
if there was another misgaret, you know, if there was another framework. We wouldn't repeat Shmon Esrei. We're only repeating Shmon Esrei in order to allow you, facilitate, give you some sort of framework within which you could be Makayim Yochiv to recite Yalav.
And that's why it's not. You can't say it's Midin Knas. Because in other words, if I haven't finished Shmon Esrei yet, then I can go back to it.
Right. If you still could go back. But let me ask you the following question. See, the bottom line of our discussion, because I want to get back to Avdolah, is the following. Let's say I ate a Suda Shabbos and Chas V'Shalom I didn't bench. So number one, I was mavatul mitzvah d'oraisa v'yachalta v'savatu v'erachta. But now we're saying that there's also number two. There's a second repercussion. Not only did you forfeit the mitzvah of birkas hamazon, which applies after every suda, but you also forfeited the mitzvah of oneg Shabbos insofar as you no longer have impacted on the suda and given it the status of suda Shabbos.
You have to eat three sudas.
You'll have to eat another suda and bench again. Or if it's within 72 minutes, you'll recite Birkas HaMazon. Or in the case where he left out Ritzeh, he'll have to recite Birkas HaMazon a second time in order to obtain the kiyum of Suda Shabbos. Even though, again, the Hazkara of Ritzeh itself would not be enough to engender a Chazorah. Harayon Rosh Chodesh, if he left out Yalav Yavo, he's not Chayim in Chazorah. And the reason for that is because there's no Din of Sudas Rosh Chodesh. But when it comes to Shabbos, where you have to obtain and fulfill your obligation of a Suda Shabbos, if you don't repeat Birkas HaMazon when you left out Ritzeh, you forfeited your kiyum of owning Shabbos, of Suda Shabbos.
Then not going to be on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh if I leave out Yalav Yavo, but I say Ritzeh, am I Chazer and say Birkas HaMazon again?
So why? You fulfilled me, but you still have a chiyuv al Rosh Chodesh. Every Kiddush Sayom in and of itself with its own character.
Meaning this is a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. If I don't say Yalav Yavo, I still wasn't Mekan, because this Shabbos is a different Shabbos, because this Shabbos is
Rosh Chodesh. Right. But you're asking, would you have to repeat Birkas HaMazon?
If he said Ritzeh, but not
No. I'm sorry. I misunderstood you. I thought you were saying was that if... Whatever, it doesn't matter. Whatever I thought, but it's okay. Here, also, just give me a minute to see where I'm up to. Oh. I want to bring another possible raya that Birkas HaMazon is part of the Suda. On Leil Pesach, we have four kosos, and each kos has its own bracha. But there's a pella. In three out of four of the brachas, I understand how those brachos are part of the kiyum of Leil HaSeder. I understand in every bracha that the bracha, in some sense, is part of the Kedushas Hayom. But in the case of Birkas HaMazon, what sets up the kosos of Birkas HaMazon as one of the Dalit kosos? It has no connection to the Kedushas Hayom. Haraya, even if I were to eat this meal and benched on a weekday, it would be the same identical Birkas HaMazon. The answer is no. It wouldn't be the same Birkas HaMazon. The Birkas HaMazon is part and parcel of the Suda, and it converts the Suda L'mafreya into a Suda's Yotif. And therefore it could function, this Kos, as one of the Dalit Kosos, Shel Leil HaPesach. Is Mimela Rabosai, perhaps we can explain now why the Rambam requires Yayin in the case of Kiddush, in the case of Birkas HaMazon, in the case of Birchas Nisuin of Sheva Brachas, but not in another Koshal Bracha. For example, not in the case of Avdola, where he allows Sheikhar, Chamer de Medina, or in the case of Kos Shel Birchas Eris. The answer is the following. Whenever the Birchas, whenever the Bracha is part of Kviyus Suda, whenever the Chiyuv Bracha integrates itself into the Suda, and the Bracha and the Suda are one entity, I need Yayin. Because you could be Koveh Suda al Yayin. Whenever it's a separate Koshel Bracha, and the Kos itself is not integrated into a Suda, then the Rambam says you can set up a Koshel Bracha on Chamar Medina, even on Sheikha. So let's go through our cases. In the case of Kiddush, the Rambam requires Yayin. Why? Because if you use Sheikhar, with all the respect, it might be a Koshel Bracha because it's Chamar Medina, but it's not a Kos which could establish the Kiddush as a Koveh Suda, because it can only be Koveh Suda al Yayin, not on Sheikhar. Sheikhar is great, but you can't be Koveh Suda on Sheikhar. The same logic applies to Birkas HaMazon, because as we said, Birkas HaMazon is part of the Suda, and if Birkas HaMazon is part of the Suda, then it has to be recited over a Kos. If you decide to recite Birkas HaMazon over a Kos which could be integrated into the Suda, and that's only Yayin and not Chamar Medina. In the case of Birkas Nisuin, where the Bracha is going to kick off the Suda, or more likely it's going to terminate the Suda, but the Bracha itself is Chal, all Sheva Brachas on a Suda Schas of Akala, then I can only recite these Brachas and link these Brachas to the Suda through Yayin. I can't do so through Sheikha. But in the case of Birchas Erisin, which has no connection to Suda whatsoever, then it's a classical Koshel Bracha. It means on a deeper level that the Kiyum here is the Amiras HaBracha. Just I need a Kos. What kos could function for an amiras habracha so that the amiras habracha relates to a kos? Even chamar medina is enough, and therefore the same thing applies to avdol. Since avdol is not a koveya seuda, therefore I can recite avdol over sheikhar, because I just have to set up an amiras bracha la kos, and a kos of chamar medina is enough to set up an amiras habracha ala kos.
So why are we allowed to bench without a kos at all? In other words, we don't require a kos shel yayin to tie it to the meal, but if you're going to drink something, it must be yayin.
Correct. If you're reciting a birchas hamazon ala kos, then that kos is going to link the birchas hamazon back to the soup. And the truth is, it's fascinating that even during chol, a weekday, if let's say right now we would decide to eat a soup, and it's Yom Chamish, and now we are going to bench, and we're going to decide to bring out a kos, that kos would have to be a kosher yayin. It means that even a suda's chol can be impacted by the bracha that we recite at the termination of that suda. And l'mafreya, my suda, what shall I say, was a suda's bracha. It's not a suda's Shabbos. It's not a suda's Rosh Chodesh. It's not a suda's Yantiv. It's a suda's chol, but it's a suda's chol with a bracha attached to it. Which bracha? A bracha bori pri agafen, and that bori pri agafen is a shira takodesh baruch. Okay, but I don't want to get off on a tangent, but that's something that you might want to think about. If what we say is correct, then now we can begin to understand the sugya of ein osin mitzvos chavilos chavilos. We establish the following, that with regard to avdolah and Birkas HaMazon, they can both be recited on one kos. With regard to Kiddush and Birkas HaMazon, we need two kosos. Why? Because Enos and Mitzvos, Chavilos Chavilos. Let's first establish that there are two basic principles of Enos and Mitzvos, Chavilos Chavilos, and they should not be confused. One is established in the Gemara Sota Daf Ches, and that is that we're not mashke two sotos together, and we're not in the din of Ritzias Eved, we're not rotzit two avadim together. And basically, the sugi of Enos in sota means that we don't combine two mitzvahs together. In other words, we don't do two mitzvahs simultaneously with asahs. Every mitzvah requires its own attention. Otherwise, if we do two mitzvahs together simultaneously, it looks like it's an all. You know, it's a responsibility incumbent, a tircha incumbent upon us. But then we have the sugya psachim on daf kuf beis amid beis, that you have to be misavdi your kiddush and birkas hamazon on two different kosos because ain osin mitzvahs chavilus chavilus. And the question is obvious: why does Gemara apply the principle of ain osin mitzvahs chavilus chavilus? I mean, birkas hamazon recited first to terminate my previous suda, and kiddush is the kickoff of my new suda. And the fact that I recite them one after the other is not osin chavilus chavilus. What's the chavilus chavilus here? We're not doing two mitzvahs for vasachas. We're doing the basachar zeh. The answer is that the Gemara Pesachim is talking about a whole new category of chavilus chavilus, and that is that one chefetz shel mitzvah cannot be used for two different mitzvahs. And the Gemara establishes that a kos shel kiddush and a kos shel birchas hamazon are both, each and every one of them, a chefetz shel mitzvah. Why is the cost of birkas hamazon a chefetz shel mitzvah? Why is the cost of kiddush a chefetz shel mitzvah? And the answer is because in both cases, the cost itself is part of the suda. The cost of birkas hamazon is part of the suda that I complete. The cost of kiddush is part of the suda that I'm about to begin. In both cases, the cost relates to the suda. And therefore, insofar as the cost is part of the suda, the shtiyas hakos and the kos itself is a chefetz shel mitzvah. Is memela, says the Gemara, kiddush and birkas hamazon cannot both be recited on one kos. That would be in violation of the second category of ein osin mitzvahs chavilus chavilus, in which we use one chefetz for two different mitzvahs, because both mitzvahs are a chefetz shel mitzvah. They're integral to the mitzvah itself. For example, if I would read two parshios from the same Sefer Torah, would that be a problem of chavilus chavilus? Of course not. Because the Sefer Torah is not part of the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. I mean, Sefer Torah has Kedusha to it, but it's not part of the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. The Kriyas HaParsha is the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. True, I need the Sefer Torah because otherwise it would be Karab Al Pelo Yatza. The Kriyas HaParsha has to be done through the Sefer, and the Sefer Torah functions as a makshir. But the Sefer Torah is not part of the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. And therefore reading two different parshas from the same Sefer Torah would not be in violation of Chavilus Chavilus. Only in the case of Kiddush and Birkas HaMazon, where each kos is an integral part of the mitzvah and therefore is engendered with the status of Chefetz Shel Mitzvah, there I have a problem of Ein Osin Chavilus Chavilus. But what about kos of Birkas HaMazon and Avdolah? So true, the kos of Birkas HaMazon is a Chefetz Shel Mitzvah because it's part of the Suda, but Avdolah is not part of any Suda, and therefore it's not a Chefetz Shel Mitzvah as far as Avdolah is concerned, and there's no violation of Chavilos Chavilos.
Is one of the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah the fact that you're using it for a mitzvah of Avdolah? So just meaning you're reciting Avdolah over this kos?
No, because what's the mitzvah? Enough? The mitzvah is the Amiras Avdol. The kos itself is completely cut out of the mitzvah itself. It's like a Sefer Torah. I need the Sefer Torah to facilitate my Kriyas HaParsha, because otherwise, lo karbi tocha Torah. I need a kos in order to recite Havdolah, because otherwise it's not an Amiras Bracha, Seder Bracha al kos. But that kos is not part of the mitzvah itself. It's not integral. And therefore you remember the last week we quoted the Magen Avraham, who says that if you didn't hear the Baruch Priya Gofen and Avdolah, you could still be Yotzeh. Because there's no din of Kos as a Chefetz Shel Mitzvah vis-a-vis Avdolah as there is with regard to Kiddush. Avdolah is just a classical case of a Kos Shel Brach. And that's why, if you remember before, we said that the Rambam allows Chamer de Medina with regard to Avdolah. He refuses to allow Chamer de Medina in the case of Kiddush, because you need a Seuda. The Yayin is part and parcel of the Seuda. That's not so in the case of Avdolah. But if Rabosa, here's the turning point in that discussion. If Havdolah is not a din in Kviya Suda, if basically Havdolah has nothing to do with Suda, and therefore, of course, there's no din of Havdolah the Makam Suda as there is with regard to Kiddush, Ein Kiddush al Makam Suda, we don't have a parallel halacha of Ein Havdolah the Makam Suda. Nevertheless, strangely, oddly, there's an Isra Achila before Havdolah. In fact, the Gemara Pesachim Daf Kuv Vav Amid Beis, which we mentioned earlier, records a machlokas itam If he went ahead and he was towing before Avdol, Mavdil o Eino Mavdil. So it's hard to understand these halachas of an Isur Achila before Havdalah, when Havdalah has nothing to do with Sa'uda. Bishlam, in the case of Kiddush, I understand that there's an Isur Te'ima Kodim Kiddush. Kiddush has to be the kickoff of my Suda Shabbos. If I eat before Kiddush, I'm being pogeim and pogea in my mitzvah of Kiddush, because the mitzvah of Kiddush has to set up the Suda, and I try to eat Nachila without Kiddush. But in the case of Havdalah, where I'm not setting up any Sa'uda, what is the relationship between Achila and Havdalah? Why is there some sort of concept of an Isur Achila before Havdalah? So perhaps, by way of introduction, we can study the sugya in Psachim Daf Kuf Amid Beis. At the beginning of Arvei Psachim, the Gemara tells the name of Shmuel, Mafsikin Lekiddush, Ukeshem Shemafsikin Lekiddush, Kach Mafsikin LaHavdalah. What's the case? So we have halacha in Kiddush that if somebody began a su'udah on Friday afternoon before Shabbos, it's a su'udah's chol, then halacha is mafsikin. According to Rabbi Yehuda, mafsikin is we have to be oker shulchan, we have to bench, we have to say Kiddush, ha, start a whole new su'udah. We paskin poris mafa makadish, but whatever it is, there's some sort of a hefsek that we have to create, because a Suda's chol cannot be continued on Shabbos. We have to kick off our Suda's Shabbos, as we discussed the great length last week, with Kiddush. Comes along Shmuel, and he says, mafsikin lavdo. I have a Suda, and that Suda, if it continues, let's say past nightfall, is not a Suda's Shabbos anymore.
Okay.
And therefore I have to be mafsik for Havdalah. I cannot eat before Havdalah, says Shmuel, because the din of mafsikin, which means that if I continue my Suda, I'm pushing off my mitzvah of Havdalah. Now I'm chayev in Havdalah. But we pass like Rav. The Gemara says that according to Rav, this is on Dafkuf Heyam and Aleph, Shabbos lekiddush kovas v'lo lahavdalah kovas. In other words, he holds that ein mafsikin. He started eating before night on Shabbos, towards the end of the Shabbos, and now it became nightfall. Says Rav, he's allowed to continue his suda. Fine, and that's, we're familiar with this because we pass him like Rav. But what does that mean? That Kiddush, that Shabbos kovas l'kiddush, the eno kovas l'havdalah. What does that mean? The language of the Gemara is so difficult. On Daf Kuf Heyam and Aleph, take a look in Masechet Psachim. You have Masechet Psachim? Here, you have it here. Look in the Farshim, in the Rashbam, in Rashi. It's a pell. How do you explain the Gemara?
What's the problem with that?
The Gemara says that Shabbos kovas l'kiddush, but Shabbos eino kovas l'avdol, or lo havdol kovas. Again, the maskon of Rav is something that's very familiar to us. Rav says that you started the suda mibod yom, continue the suda. You don't have to stop for avdol. Right, if you're a chassid shiyid, you know the third suda will last you for, I don't know, until midnight. You know, and then you'll finish and you'll bench and make avdol. What? Yeah, okay. Then you start the malka, right? But whatever it is, you know, we don't stop our havdalah. Even the litvakas will continue. You know, we'll sing and we'll dust, you know, till who knows what time. So we're not in a rush to say Avdolah. Rishmul says as soon as nightfall, you have to make Avdolah. You got to finish your suit to make Avdolah. Rav says, take your time. Lay back in that. So we're familiar with Rav. But the question is, the language of Rav is very strange. Shabbos lekiddush kovas, v'lo lahavdolah kovas. And the Gemara compares it to Maisris over there. You have to know Zerayim here. That Shabbos is kovas lemaisr, it's kovas lekiddush. So what does it mean, kovas lekiddush v'eino kovas lahavdolah? Okay, this is a little bit more complicated, and I'm just trying to figure out if we should. Let me just make a quick decision whether or not we should continue now, or perhaps pick this up at a different time. because I'm afraid to botch it up. You know what I mean? I want to do justice to this, so maybe we should go. Maybe if you don't mind, like if you can give me a half hour on Sunday, we can just finish this up. Okay, is that all right with the Olam? I think I'll be more comfortable with it too. I want to make sure that I say it in such a way that all the questions that we had today will fit into one picture. Okay, that I'm not worried about you, Josh. Especially after your drush on Friday night, we'll be so holy for Godish with Torah, and we'll be so comfortable that we'll be able to do this. I just want to conclude the shiur with a vartia that's not kashur to our discussion, but you know, this week's parasha is Parashat Tazria, and perhaps the highlight of the parasha is Tzaras. And of course there are different types of negoyim. There's negei aguf, there's negei abgadim, there's negei batim. What you find in the sugya in Yuma and the sugya in Erechim is that what's common to all negoyim is that they all come as a result of avera. And almost all the averas you'll see, especially with regard to nigei aguf, which is tzaras, and with regard to nigei batim, are averas in bein adam lechaver. Whether it's tzaras ayin, whether it's lashon hara, or for example, the Gemara says in Yuma that the sin that caused a terrible magefa at the time of Rabbi Akiva and his talmidim was shlo nagu kavod zebezeh. And bein adam lechavero stands at the center. And I think that this is something that anyone who gets a chance to learn a little bit of Parshas Negoyim, or to speak publicly about Parshas Negoyim, this has to be, I think, high profile. Now, I'm not, Joshua, whatever you want to speak about tomorrow night, that's fine. But what I mean to say, just on a Musa level, in terms of the Baliyah Musa, you will see this over and over again in all the Svarim. You'll see it in the Meshech Chachma, you'll see it in the Torah Amor, and you'll see it in Rav Meir Simcha Midvinsk, and in the Chidah, and all the Bali Musra, Blev Chasma, they all emphasize. And usually this period of time of Parashas Metzorah, of Tazria Metzorah, excuse me, coincides with the beginning of Sfira, which is no coincidence because of this emphasis on Shelo Nagu Kavod Zebazeh. So what we have to take to heart, and I speak to myself more than to anyone else, is that you know, we somehow live in a world in which we're sort of wrapped up in ourselves, you know, and this, you know, so much pressure in life, and we're nervous about this and nervous about that, and trying to run a household and try to be husbands and fathers, and at the same time, you know, try to learn Torah and teach Torah and try to organize now wherever Pesach, you know, for Pesach and so. And with all these pressures, we sometimes lose it. We lose our focus on, you know, we're totally focused on ourselves. And that's really the sort of Tzaras Ayin. Tzaras Ayin means someone who is totally, totally self-wrapped. Everything that he has, he wants to possess for himself. He hoards things. He doesn't want to share. He doesn't want to fargin, as we say, which now has crept into the Hebrew language as well. It's one of the few Yiddish words. You know, a lot of Arabic has crept into modern Hebrew, but Yiddish, it's a little bit less common. The Ashkenazim somehow didn't rule out over here. But with regard to fargin, that's what it's all about. The message of this parsha, and to some extent next week's parsha, is going to be what we call an Ayin Tova. And everything that we discuss today is about bracha, whether it's we'll call it a koshel bracha, whether it's called a koshel sudas bracha, but it's always about bracha. And Chazal tell us that only a Tov Ayin can be a Mavarech. And to give a bracha to others, you have to have a sense of caring for others. So Yiratzon maybe as well, as we enter into these coming parshios and into Pesach, which is the Chag of Kol Dichvin, the Chag of Ayin Tova, that we should be zochen to be mevarech others with the possessions that Hashem gave to us. And whatever Hashem bestowed upon us, it really belongs to Him. Hashem Aretz Meloa. He gave us the opportunity to share it with others. And it's not just our physical possessions, it's our wisdom, it's our Torah. Vishinan Tov Levenecha, share it with others. And it's our emotional intelligence, which as parents primarily we have to share with our children and with us, each one with a spouse. And with that sense of kavod that we have to have, I think would be zocher to use these periods of time in the Jewish calendar year for tikkun, for tara, to be uplifting, to be inspiring, to bring us closer one to the other, and of course to the Ribono Shel Olam, and that'll bring about the end of all these chas v'shalom terrible magefus. B'mehirah v'yameinu.
Amen. Amen. Sure.